care for us. We praise you for joining your story to ours in such a special way through Jesus Christ our Lord. He proved his great love for you and for each person the way he lived, releasing what was captive, lifting up the burden, empowering the powerless. God, source of for loving kindness and strength, we worship you this day. Jesus, foundation of our faith, we worship you this day. Holy Spirit, ground of our very being, we worship you this day. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine. Maybe a scripture passage that means a lot to you, or a prayer for Leslie. And then revealed your love and mercy by living as he did, serving others and accepting them, the mother in need, the child in pain, the man with disability, as people made in your image and likeness. He pointed us towards a world in which each and every person could realize his or her identity as a precious child of yours. He even gifted us with the Holy Spirit so that the very fabric of our existence is woven with the thread of his life. As we encounter your presence and your word today, may we walk away knowing that our actions can carry that same love and mercy to others, to a world that is in need at this time. This is what we pray in Jesus Christ's name this morning. Amen. Again, I want to say good morning and thank you for joining us for worship this Labor Day weekend, this beautiful Sunday morning that the Lord has blessed us with. I know we have many families that are traveling this weekend as that final last hurrah during this summertime. And I pray safe travels on their journey home this weekend as they return. And as I've been thinking about this past week, I just have to take a deep breath and say, wow, what a week that we have all experienced this past week. So we began with the last amount of troops that were removed from Afghanistan, the last amount of Afghan refugees that left the country. Hurricane Ida made landfall on the Gulf Coast, leaving a path of storm and floods and tornadoes, power outages, death, and destruction in its wake. Our state experienced two school shootings, one earlier in the week at New Hanover High School, and then one a little bit closer to home at Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem. I don't know about you, but many of us have gone to bed lifting up prayers for one, if not all, of these crises, or for one of the loved ones in our lives going through difficult times, or either woken up lifting ourselves out of bed and dropping to our knees, praying for days of peace and comfort, just a day of normalcy. One could simply say that we are living in a world that needs someone or someone's who cares. And just to add a little bit to that, let me share a few statistics with you this morning that if you don't believe it after this week, that may make you believe it. Did you know that every single year, over 2 million people die in this world because of AIDS? You know that disease that we all kind of forget about now? 2 million people every single year. Did you know that 3.1 million children die from malnutrition every single year? Did you know that approximately 1 million people commit suicide each year? That is one person every 40 seconds. The time it took me to say that sentence, a person committed suicide. With these type of statistics, there is definitely room for those who care. With those type of statistics, we are in a world who needs some caring. Not persons who want to run away, but individuals who genuinely care and have concern about the welfare of another human being. God is looking for such people to help his church grow and to make a lasting impact in this world. Who knows what one single touch, one single smile, one single word can create, maybe just a ripple effect that can end up touching one life, two lives, a family, or maybe even thousands. smiled shyly.